Good morning to you all. I'm the Superintendent of Investors Relations. It's in the grid begin the transmission of the teleconference and webcast of the first quarter of 2019. Mauricio Fernandes Laguda, Director of CEMIGI, Mario Faria Costa, Lange Magalhães, the Superintendent of Management of Finance, Corporate Finances, Paulo Eduardo Gilberto Guimarães, and the Superintendent of Planning Operations, Ronaldo Xavier. Transmission can be followed by telephone. He's given the telephone number. And also through the site, http://cemig.com.br. For initial remarks, we pass the floor to the investment, Mauricio Fernandes. Good morning to you all. Thank you very much for taking some of the time to follow CEMIG. Once again, we have had solid results, going beyond the goal of the market expectations, and as we had with you, it was not only the issue of an action of PIS/PASEP, the ICMS of the calculation of these taxes, but also the solid operational result, CEMIG-GT. So, in the presentation, you see the ICMS. We're going to go into greater detail into this issue. But also, we have told you that CEMIG-GT has consulted a consultancy to look at the structure of the international architecture. In the first stage of the work, only the first part was concluded, but it has already resulted in a reduction of 25% of commissions of management. It's important to say, in the first CEMIG, we have the president and the directors, and second level, the superintendents, and the third with the managers. And of these that we're talking about, 25% reduction, which is significant. In the next quarters, we're going to see the impact, among other, and expenses. But it was only, not only because of this, it's because of improvement in the management process. Also, we want to highlight the debt. CEMIG distribution, at the end of the quarter, it had assets of $5 billion. And the average cost of the debt was 146 CDI and $25 billion. $3 billion. Now, at the beginning of July, they were reprofiled. That is, the series incentivated a value of $1.5 billion over the seven-year period and purchase of 5 years. Average cost of these debts is about 180% CDI. There was a significant reduction. Recognition of the market with regard to the performance of CEMIG-GT and also the risk, a very different risk. Also the impact of this we will see in the next quarters. In looking at the portfolio of the debt, this is just the front of what we are doing, but then we present results to you. We also improved the presentation today, a strong growth of the operational cash flow of the companies. It is not an issue of actions of ICMS. The company, which is already a completely different structure, also I must highlight the new auction of renewable energy that will happen in the next month. In the next days, we will have within the strategy of the sales faith, keeping the customers faithful. As we know, CEMIG-GT, the sales part, is the biggest in Brazil. And also, the investments, I won't get into greater detail now. the director, Danny, I will do this. In the next page, in ICMS, in summary, an action that went court case in entered in 2008, and Senegi asked to go back 10 years, that is, 1998. In March, it was finally decided. There are no further appeals possible. They have already appealed, and the retroact, and it was over back 4 years, 2003. Also in 2008, when Senegi went into the court case, they asked to deposit in court the corresponding values. This was done between 2008 and 2011 because during this period, Senegi distributed, we have a million in Senegi GT, 190 million. The Senegi has already asked for relief. We have in the next and this should be paid out. This shows that the action, these numbers, 7,335,000,000, of which 4,130,000,000, Senegi didn't recognize that could be returned to customers. It's not yet been done. There's an understanding that it could be over 3 years, beginning and now from May 2019 back. Understanding over 5 years and over 10 years. CEMIG, as always, in a conservative way, recognize a value of over 10 years. So the 4 billion over 30 taxes numbers 4.10. As a result of CEMIG, 1,227 in distribution, 423 in GT, and also in the other investors, a residual amount total of 1,984,000. This number we will see later in the presentation. On the next page about the debenture issue, we already said this to you, 3,660,000,000, but highlighting that you can see here the graph on the left, the debt of the before and what it looked like, an average period of 15 years, it's now 5.1 years. This will provide the company much more flexibility in the cash flow, in its cash flow. On the next page, the renewable supply auction to buy renewable supply, we've said in a bit more detail. And now, let's go, let's pass the floor to Danielle to talk about the investment plan, and then I'll come back before we get into the numbers. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. The light shares go through this investment program. We did the exit of the first stage, that is, CEMIG sold 33 million shares, approximately 30% of what we had in the what happened in July, and which assured value of 1.8 approximately value necessary. The turnaround of light. Now we have a period of lockup. We're going to monitor and support the plan for in the company and program a future exit for light. We'll take advantage and talk about the disinvestment program as a whole. I see it continues. It's focused on anticipate payments of debts to the company and also in the possibility of selling assets that didn't bring the expected returns, which are tying up the capital of the company. Hanover, we continue the process of restructuring as announced 21st of March and 9th of April, fact continues the process of falling the to bring about the sale to AIX. Also, there has been a restructuring of the holding with the banking system, and the society front is being executed according to the conditions. It's important here that in the balance in second semester, CEMIG did a provisioning of 700 million reals conservatively, given the time that has run for the restructuring over and over. So conservative, we did a provisioning of 678 million reals. Now, continuing focused on the sale of Santo Antonio, will a complex sale become more complex now with the request, the Chapter 11 of some, one of the partners, a process of renewal, a confirmation, a renewal over 30 years of the concession, which will allow us to continue with the sales plan through an IPO in next year. And the other assets we continue to follow and seeking opportunities. On the next page, we have the investment plan. In the scope of the improvement of the economic and financial conditions of CEMIGI, the board has approved and supplementing, that is, add 1.2 billion to the investment program of CEMIGI distribution. We must remember that this is the result of a process of recovery of the company that began way back in 2017. It's not something that happened now. It's a process that has been happening, that is, discipline for management, improvement of the governance and the performance of the company. That is, in this picture, you can see the until 2023, almost 10 billion investments, remembering that last year when of CEMIGI distribution, CEMIGI managed complete coverage, that is, its investments were fully considered when tariff revision. This is the context where we have to understand the new moment that CEMIGI is living. From the moment in the past when they needed to recover its debt, today we see a company that was at 147% and now 28% CPI, a significant part of its debt. A company which in the past had problems of liquidity, today is a company which has a situation of liquidity completely solved to the point of reviewing the investment plan, dividends policy at the same time with conditions of anticipating payments of its debts. On the next page, it's important also to remember that there could be even further, better. CEMIGI GT has 450 million credit in the chamber of sale of electricity. This we expect that the next month, solving the issue of the hydrological risk, that CEMIGI GT will receive these resources, which will be even better for the cash flow of the company. Danielle has talked about the provisioning for Renova. We've talked about her. And also this quarter, the patrimonial equivalence, the thing will also has improved. Equity income has positive. Now I pass on to my colleagues to get into the results of the second quarter. On page number 10, the market of energy, CEMIGI distribution. In distribution in the second half of 2019, the second quarter rather, compared to the same period of the previous with a variation of 0.20% negative. When we look at the open the build market and transmission, we see that it raised 0.8% and the sale to final consumers is 0.9% in the same comparison in the quarter. When we look at the build market, industrial drop 0.4, commercial 0.4 is rising, 2.2%, rural dropping a bit, and others and distributors having a growth but of consumption. When we observe the evolution in the semester, in the half, we see a growth because of the growth that we had in the first quarter where consumers and final consumers was 1.9%, and then we saw the in all the classes. There was growth in all the classes. With regards to the GT market, we had a reduction of 9.2% because of the energy that was CCEE as well sold. We had income that we saw, as Pauline has already said, it doesn't come in here EBITDA. This kind of customer. And the comparison in June with a drop of 2.2%. The table shows that the economy has not yet to give signs of improvement. The economy has not started to improve. In spite of this, Senegal distribution has an improvement and gains. That is, the message I can give to you is that as the economy recovers, and this is the scenario, the company has a potential to leverage the results, a very good chance for a recovery. So when we look at we see I'm sorry, I can't hear him. We see that our income had or remained the same or had a small reduction. In Cynic GT, there was a reduction because we sold CCEE. Because of this. On page 13, we have the first semester, first half, and we see the increase in all the syndicate distribution and GT in comparison with August. Local adjustment excluding the ICMS tax and fiscal things. 5 points in distribution, 15.20 in Senegal GT. I'll ask Ronaldo to say a bit about the slide of operating costs. Good morning to you all. We can compare the costs of the first half of 2018 and now the first half of 2019. The most important when we open highlight is to show the evolution of the quarter and against another called the second quarter of second quarter of 2018 and second quarter of 2019. PMSO is the item which is manageable where we work with the distribution of the company. The PMSO reduced 4.38%, remembering we're talking of current, but it was greater than this. During this period, we had 3.3% of PTA, for example. So we or IPCA index, reducing 38 million coming from the program of dismissal, voluntary dismissal, and we had some compensation of personnel, an increase of outsourced services. We're talking of the consolidated, not all the companies. Then we also had a reduction of 43 million. The half of them came from another form of classification of values of rent. The other items are 105 million, but comes from the result of much better than what we was expected from the previous year. For this reason, we highlight it. It's always a good sign. This is the profit for the employees. Provisions, as already been mentioned, 738 million of Renova. And the other items here, depreciation, investments that we see in the period. And then the energy and purchase of energy, the smaller, which reflect coming back to the norms of income, the income of distribution reducing the income. In fact, it's not the distribution, but of a purchase of energy, which is good news that you had a tariff which was lower in the purchase of energy and the profitability of the company. And then the evaluation of gas, 2037, and construction cost, 63, which is the other part of the same amount. Now, let's go to the next slide when we look at PMSO. And then the highlight was to compare the second quarter of 2018, the second quarter. If you're looking at the period, even in all historical numbers, we saw the reduction of PMSO 4.38%, already commented in the previous slide, and also personnel, which is our greatest manageable cost, which had a reduction of 10.60%. Here, remembering, you should consider 3%, so a higher than the reduction, greater than this presented here. What do we attribute that this reduction, PMSO, especially personnel? The desaturation, investment, we're going to receive more effects of other reductions of superintendents and managers. This has already, some have already been happening during the period analyzed, but it would be much greater. There has never been a restructuring of this size in the company in the history of Sumegi, but we have done also a great change in the number of counselors and assistants, aides, which is reflected here. Besides the voluntary firing program, which has already been mentioned. PMSO, we also have underway, already commented several times with you, of the program of operational efficiency of the company. So in the last initiative that we have already taken to the board, which are underway, we have a review of the fleets, both of GT and D. We're talking about 50 vehicles and heavy vehicles, trucks, which were done, a statistical study of the use of the needs. So with either being returned to the rental or put on sale, aircraft has already been sold. There was successfully almost 8 million reals just the sale of the aircraft, which we're going to do optimization and the effects on operational. Other examples of a sharing of structures, which we intend to comment, increase the income a lot from this. We took to the board the purchase of energy, all the installations of Semigi, more than 300 consumption points. We're going to no, the traditional points with conventional captive energy, and we're going to sell it directly ourselves. We're going to do contracts for free energy of duty for these installations. We'll save a few million rails with this. And other initiatives already commented with you, fighting off bad payers and negotiation, which is underway, and several processes that we digitalizing or improving the processes with the use of images or smartphones. That will mean that we do the process much cheaper, more efficient, and faster for the consumers for the finalization of all their works. This is a comment I had to make of in general. On slide 16, we present the OPEX and EBITDA, the actual and what was actually done in the first half of 2019. The regulatory OPEX of this period, it is added 1,438,000,000, including at the end how much we actually did. We had 1,427,000,000. That is that goal, the commitment of the company to operational the cost that Arnel puts on our tariffs was attained in our data and the records here of the first half of 2019. How did we manage this? We have a breakdown of the cost. The most efficient item that we can work on with sales was 324 million, which most efficient. We got the other points, which we don't have regulations, but which was negative, which is less than what we need, which is PTC fines, provisioning, and default. We have a rate that, but 64 million is not yet covered, but which is being worked on very hard. We are almost 10 initiatives to face up to this problem and improve the default. But the news is that the indicator, the difference of 11 million, is a difference for the first time presented here, which is positive. We're within the regulatory OPEX. On the part, the lower part, EBITDA, we have a comparison of the regulatory EBITDA. We get to 1,083,000,000, and we transformed, separating the COFINS tax, 830 million, we got to 913. So also, it is a challenge to fit in where we're going to work, especially the issue of technical losses, which the investment that Dr. Maurizio just mentioned of 2.3 billion will contribute significantly in the renewal of the distribution network of the non-technical losses. So that work which we're working on at the moment. And the other part, which of EBITDA, which is the 121 million profit shares, is a consequence of a good result. So it is consumed from the EBITDA. We're interpreting it in this way, but it is also a good news that it is a participation because of the projection of the final results of the company. This is the transparency of the company, show you the EBITDA, and to tell you that we are working on each of these fronts, as Tom Alder said, not just with our own strengths, but also, as necessary, bring in consultants to support us to help the incorporation of best practices of the market for each of these aspects that we are still fitting in. For each one of them in the next quarters, you will hear from us a result, and highlighting that mixed economy company, the coverage of time is below what is considered. This is just the beginning. Now, passing to slide 17, we have the EBITDA in the second quarter of this year. The consolidated Temegi, it went from 1,061,000,000, a growth of 20.16%. When we compare what was actually reported, that is, excluding the ICMS ruling and the provisioning for Renova, we still have more than 100% increase, getting to an EBITDA of more than 1.8 billion reals. In distribution, the same thing, a growth of 9.41% with the same comparison basis. And including, then if we put in ICMS, and a growth of more than 200%, getting to an EBITDA of 1.200 billion. And generation and distribution, we had 563 million, a growth of 23%. When you take away the ICMS and the provisioning of Renova was greater than the ICMS, and the more than we're going to receive from ICMS, the imported had a reduction of 34.57%. On the next slide, slide 18, we have the accumulated in the first half and the consolidated. We had a growth of EBITDA of 33.44%. When we make the adjustments to compare and the other comparables, we see that the consolidated EBITDA got to the 2.5 with more than 33% growth. When in distribution, EBITDA had 913 million, 32% growth, compared with more than 152% growth. In the case of generation, we had a growth of almost 54%, almost 1.5 billion. Then making the adjustments, they reported 1 billion with a growth of 53%, or 26%. On page 19, in the second quarter, significant number, the consolidated and distribution and Semiga GT. In the case of the consolidated, a profit of 819 compared with the, we had a loss in the last year. When we look at the reported growth, much greater, getting to a profit of over just the profit. In distribution, we had a growth of 112 to 150, while going back to the adjustment of ICMS, we had a growth of more than 1,100%. In distribution, it's very significant. Distribution reported a profit in the second quarter of 1,379,000,000 reals. GT also had a recurrent profit of 591 with, as we said previously, and reported was 242 million. On page 20, we have the comparison in the quarter in the first half. we got to 1,984,000,000, and a growth of almost 255% in comparison with the same period in 2018. That was in fact reported with the adjustments was more than 2.9 billion reals. Now the profit, when we adjust, it comes to 340%. In any of the cases, what was reported 180% and the adjusted 91%. As we commented, better operations, the reduction of the debt, and Senegi GT is the same, adjusted, had a growth of 1,600% in the period. Remembering, we had the consolidation helps in the first half, and it shouldn't be so strong in the second half because of the athletes and the nature of the business. However, the reported net profit was very strong, 926 million reals, and improves a bit. I pass the floor to the superintendent, corporate, Paulo Eduardo, to talk about debt of the company. Thank you. Good morning to you all. Talking about the debt of Finig Consolidated, it's important to say our commitment to reduce it, to lengthen the debt. You can see that the debt of Consolidated Senegi, it we did in this period a demonstration of 800, reducing, in fact, the size of the debt. The cost of the debt has also reduced over the years, leverage and reduced, as you can see in the graph on page of the slide. With the debt we contracted after the end of the second quarter, which was the Senegi distribution, since we're substituting a more expensive debt to a more cheaper debt, it will reduce further. We also associate the reduction of the Senegi rate, which happened recently. It dropped a bit. There were some cuts in the next months. This is a reduction, effective reduction of our debt. We showed the schedule of how the schedule of with the debt that was contracted and refinanced soon after the end. It's more perceptible when we deal with the debt of Senegi D and so on. Going then to page 22, we're talking about Senegi GT. We also 320 million reals. Highlight that the relevant commitment of the maturation date is 2024 when bonuses are mature. The commitments in the next years are very comfortable in terms of debt, and which allows us to take advantage of the liquidity to, in the next years, take advantage of any opportunities to make a liability management. We then get to 2023 with the take advantage to do the treatment of this debt, and we'll have time for that. The breakdown of the Senegi GT, the dollar component is not a worry for us since we have a hedge, which gives us the necessary protection. So this is what I'd like to highlight. Also, GT, we have reduction of the cost or reduction of the leverage. Now, well, you can see that in the NEG, the situation is much more comfortable. December 2017, we, besides the capital of the company, we negotiated with the main creditor banks, which allowed us to take away the issue on short-term CBDs, lengthening the debt. That was a significant issue, and it consolidates now with this new reprofiling, as Dr. Maurizio presented. We did the issuing of debentures, reduced the cost of our debt, but also extended further the debt. You can see, comparing the two graphs, that the commitments don't go beyond in the next years, which gives us a comfort to reconciling the challenges both in CMGD and investments and adapting the... So the situation of the debt is much more comfortable. CMGD consolidated D and GT without great financial commitments over the coming years, which allows us to do the management of the debt in a very prudent way in the next years and keeping the credit. So, the conclusion, opening up for you for questions. Once again, I'd like to thank you for the trust that you've given us, the bonders, the shareholders, who have followed and supported us in the process beginning way back in 2017. So the management of the company, all the executives, management discipline, each quarter we have had been pleased to report to you the company has advanced fast to get back to the condition they believe it's as a reference in the market. Thank you very much once again. We begin the questions and answers. Ask a question, this dial *1. Or send an email to ri.com.br. There's some fire from Santander. I would like to ask a question. Good morning. I'd like to ask two questions. The first question is more an update. If you could tell us a bit about what are the next steps and some comments for us to have an update. And the second question, could you explain better tell us a bit more about the IPO. Hello, Marcelo. Good. Andrea? Oh, hello. First, with regards to negotiation, it's not in my domain. It's possible, from what was, we were told that the government works on a proposal of sending to the legislature something about a negotiation with the federal government. So the administration of San Diego, we don't know. And it's precise because of this that we're focused on the efficiency of the company, and our message is it's up to the governor, to the assembly, legislative assembly, whether they disinvest or not. The other question of Agapigi, Dr. Daniel will tell you. Andrea, thank you for the question. What I mentioned was that, in fact, there is the idea, of course, MIGI 2023, way back in 2014, we extended this concession. It depended on an investment of a gas piping, gas. It didn't come about because the main consumer at the time, which was Petrobras, didn't make the investment in the Triangulo region. The state asked us in June 2018 about this investment or not. It was confirmed that it would not happen. So the mechanism that was used was the rebalance of the concession, so getting to a final agreement that will allow to validate and maintain the concession for GASMIG for the distribution of gas in the state of Minas Gerais until 2052. With this, we continue with the investment planned with an IPO that would make possible, since as long as authorized by the Legislative Assembly, leaving it. If there isn't authorization from the Legislative Assembly, obviously we would study a partial offering about the assets of GASMIG. That is, let's consolidate the first stage, then evaluating market opportunities, we continue the process of exit from GASMIG. That's it. Thank you for your answer. I would just like to, about the balance. CEMIGI published about this. The rebalance involves paying an amount that was evaluated by the state, confirmed by GASMIGI. That is the financial compensation that the conceding power has to agree with this extension for 20 years. This value was calculated 852 million reals value from June. And it's important but just remember the concession is more than 30 years. 2053. So this value to be paid for the rebalance of the concession, obviously, is within the negotiated conditions. It incorporates to the baseline of the tariff. There will be a small adjustment to be able to compensate this additional value that the concessionaire is paying. Thank you. Marcelo Fabi Itaubo would like to ask a question. Thank you for the call. I have a question with regard to the fiscal things in the generator and in the holding of this amount that was recognized here, 200 million, referring to the holding and generation. How do you incorporate this credit, knowing there's a discussion that is not classified on the distributor because it depends of ANEEL deciding for the consumer? But the generator and the holding, it would even be a right of the company. It depends how this can be done. What's your expectation about this, receiving this? The other question is with regard to the write-off of Renova, 400 million reais. I'd like to understand that if the Altacetone 3 occurs, those are my questions. Thank you. Marcelo, good morning. The ICMS, PISCO, FINS, and GT. It's important to say that this is 2003, 4 years of CEMIG and GT. We owe out of the board, maximum board, of a possible return reimbursement to customers. A price negotiated with a customer, and then we know what any kind of reimbursement without the criteria that prepaid. In this way, in the case of Semiegi GT, it does not apply the question, in our opinion, of the repayment back to the consumers. How do we receive they come into the cash of the company? In the case of Semiegi GT, we have 200 million initially, which is 40 million, these values, to the National Treasury. We have asked the initial to receive this amount. As Dr. Marisu says, another will have an answer favorable. We can get this money. The 250 million we could debit from income, do the compensation over the next years. We believe that the next 2-3 years we'll be able to compensate this in Semiegi GT. In the case of Semiegi credit, we're studying how you would receive this, talking about gas, either with a precatory note or the transfer to Semiegi GT and then do the compensation of the credits in a fiduciary. We know that these credits, one way or the other, are clearly the right of the company, and we're only studying the best way of receiving it over the next years. Well, as was commented, part of the value returned to the customers. There's some returns, but it's a max of 10 years. We should define these criteria, and also the compensation will be done, not payment of taxes over the next years, restituting monthly the values coming into our cash. With regard to Renova, Danielle will make the comments. Thank you. Marcelo, Renova is a very complex situation. For more than 1 year, we have struggled to improve the situation of the company, save the company, in fact. These 680 million, as you mentioned, are related to contracts of non-delivered and intercompany Semiegi and Renova. The sale of the park is part of the restructuring of Renova, but it comes to relieve the company of debt, the main one, BNDAS, 1 billion reals, which has affected Renova's balance. But the AutoCFL 3, but also the debt there related, the company will be lighter and will draw up the debt with its shareholders. As it's been proven in March, paid over 6 years, compatible with the resources of dividends and the other assets which are there in the company, in the Renova holding. Once we build up these debts with the intercompany credits, where the company is stabilized, obviously, we can reevaluate this provisioning, which was of 100% over the total of our credits. It will depend a great deal, obviously, of the conclusion of the reduction of the plan of recovery and stabilization, financial stabilization of Renova. But we take advantage of this good moment, this good result, to be able to make provisioning of 100% of a credit, so to reinforce our own balance and minimize the risk of a possible future default. I believe that in a short time we'll be able to come back to this, depending of the stabilization we manage in Renova. That's clear, thank you. Would you allow me one more question, please? Another theme. You said a picture showing the renewable energy. They did some purchases in 2018. I want to understand how, what's your strategy for some risks? Because I believe the when you bought this energy, how you can resell this energy with a But it's a very long contract. You begin to deliver it 2020, 22, 20-year contract, and probably you have not sold the final part to the consumer in the free market. My doubt is, will there be an alteration in the electrical structure? We're expecting this. Obviously, you're not going to have the price that you have now. How does the company try to mitigate the risks? You sell a contract or a longer period, because if the benefit ends or the contract is already signed, the consumer, when the contract ends, then you would sell it at the normal market price. Now, you also bought the energy of 2018. I'd like to understand if you already sold this to the final consumer and the amount. Well, Marcelo, in these, we mitigate a lot of it, as you said, because the market is very big. So we have this advantage. Because we have many customers, we can diversify these contracts. But at the end of the day, the main message that is that the price that we're buying at, this energy, it's a price which is attractive for resale to industrial, conventional industrial consumers. That's the most important. Obviously, the margin is much bigger. But in the end, as you said, the benefit of incentive ends, he'll become a conventional free customer. And even for him, this, remembering that this free customer, conventional, he has a number of characteristics that also have a cost, even if CEMIG can administer an aggregate value. So with regard to the contracts which have already been signed, the delivery is beginning 2020, 2023. We're already selling this energy. I would say in the shorter periods, the energy is more allocated, but it's not completely allocated. These contracts, normally with these customers, they have about, contracts is 3 to 5 years. You don't usually have contracts longer than 5 years with this kind of customer. Let's just confirm the understanding of sale. Well, the benefit is linked to the PPA, for example, 3 to 5 years, beginning 2022, a contract sold till 2027. Beginning 2027, when the contract ends, if the government change the benefit, you'd have to sell it at the normal price, at market price, without the premium, right? I have to check, because I believe that it might be the case, the customer, I don't know how it would work if this distributed, the benefit is over in 25 years. I'd have to confirm the benefit ends when the contract ends, or if the consumer has a longer period. I have to try to get that information for you. Great, thank you. Miguel Rodriguez has a question. Good morning to you all. I would like to go back to clarify how the payment of income tax, it's a high income tax, but we're not sure of the options and periods of access to credit. Second point, the Gasmig contract. What is missing for the final conditions to be approved? Do you have a date for this conclusion? Two clarifications, please. Miguel, let me talk about the the last issue, which is Gazmigi, yet being finalized with the conceding power, should be signed a new edition in September, and as soon as the payment is made with the authorizing powers, CIMIGI is validated, it's already confirmed the extension of the concession to 2053. It should happen in September. With regard to the income tax or the tributes, which we record in the second quarter, slide 4, you see the total fine is 978 million. That's the component, some credits that could be compensated so that it decided to avoid any risk related to the tax payment, to do the payment of the taxes immediately. These taxes already been paid, as we commented, to avoid any issues with regard to different understanding of the income to the taxes related to this. That's clear. Thank you. Carlos would like to ask a question. Repeat the name. Carlos Chishkov. Good morning, Carlos. I'd like a clarification of the value calculated for restitution of the PIS-COFINS tax about ICMS for back to 2003. Considering the average of invoicing annually, you can find that the value that is calculated or estimated yet doesn't have the adjustments of the table of a monetary correction. Could you confirm if there is already this, or is it something compared to the money that were the values that were collected monthly? How? Understand better how this works. And also with regard to this, is there is a readjustment? What's the percentage of the total amount about over the current debt of CIMIGI? How much does it represent, the restitution over the current debt of CIMIGI? Good morning, Carlos. With regard to the calculation of audited by outside auditors who analyze the company, and what we did was, in each invoicing that occurred since 2003, these amounts are updated by CIMIG since then. All the amounts of the 7 billion, which we are on slide 4 of the presentation, showing the consolidated amounts in the group until now, they were the updating by, they already been updated. With regards to the amount of this compared to our debt, it was commented the net debt is 12,400,000,000. And so our EBITDA is about 2 billion. It's more or less a comparison. The effect of the profit is 2 billion. In net of the taxes compared to the debt today of 12.4 billion. I didn't understand when it was audited, updated. It's updated by CIMIGI. This of 7 billion is the amount of the main as principal, and the update until the 30th of June, or total restitution. Yes, that's right. 7 billion. Thank you. Cross questions.
Asterisk 1.